This podcast is proudly supported by Red Energy, most satisfied customers 11 years in a row, and Prince Wine Store, bringing Melburnians the greatest wines in the world. And a quick note, we did record this on Tuesday morning before the AFL was forced due to COVID in Melbourne to change a couple of the venues. For the latest info, head to afl.com.au. Hello everyone, welcome to our little footy tipping episode of the Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast. I'm producer Jane Neal, Caroline Wilson and Corey Perkin in the studio with me. I feel like we need to just skip over the results from rounds.
No, we don't. Oh, hey, sorry. Come on. Who came first? Come
what
on.
A disastrous round
who beat Mrs. Football?
Corey, you tipped four. Caro, I thought I'd done it all wrong and there was just big red crosses against your name and mine. Caro, two, and I only tipped three. Caro and I, you know, did not pick Melbourne to beat Port Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval. They usually hold on pretty well there. So well done, Corrie. Crows got absolutely smacked by Essendon. So your Brendan would have had a very enjoyable viewing of that match, Caro. And St Kilda surprised a lot of people with that 32-point win over Brisbane Lions. So, Caro, you're going to sort of change your prediction that Brisbane would be right up there at the end of the season, or how you think those guys are tracking?
Oh, they need a wake-up call. No, I don't think they... I actually don't think, now that they've lost Eric Hipwood, they can win it, I've got to say. And that was a terrible event. And who would have thought North Melbourne would go over to Perth and beat West Coast?
Well, so this is why I'm angry and no spoilers for MasterChef, because suddenly there was Monday night football on the same night as the MasterChef finale. So just having to watch that gradually.
Life is full of difficult choices, Jane.
What's footy classified? Chopped liver?
Well, I'm in bed by then, Caro.
It was on at the same time as the footy.
Well, I was in bed by the time I heard all the yelling and screaming and the football with the North Melbourne supporters in my house. And also,
we started at 9:40 on Monday night. That's
I did
good
actually.
Enough.
I did actually watch. You had a nice candy pink and, or maybe it was red and white striped shirt on.
I actually tape it, Caro, so I can flip through and miss all the ad breaks. And also Gold Coast had that 1-point win over GWS, which was a real nail-biter. Richmond going down to Collingwood as well. So let's get stuck into round 18. Thursday, July 15th. This is at Optus Stadium. Fremantle taking on the Cats.
I'm definitely going Geelong and I'm going, I'm saying maybe 18 points.
Well, going, you know, Fremantle, of course, surprised me beating Hawthorn last week. But no, I'll go for the Cats as well.
How many points, Caro?
14.
I'm going to tip the Cats by 6 points. Richmond, who in our main episode you said have lost the hunger, Caro, taking on the Brisbane Lions, both teams coming off of that defeat in round 17. So Richmond or the Lions, Caro?
One more week, Tigers.
Yeah, I'm going Tigers too.
I'm actually tip Brisbane for that one. On Saturday, GWS taking on the Sydney Swans.
This is a tough one, Corrie. GWS 2 weeks in a row. They lost at Ballarat last week. Oh, this is a tough one. I'm going Swans.
I'm going Swans for the family factor.
GWS for me. Gold Coast Suns taking on the Western Bulldogs. This is at 4:35. One of two games in that twilight time slot on Saturday.
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
And Bulldogs for me. Melbourne at the same time, this double fixture.
I might actually be watching the Suns Bulldogs game at this point.
As opposed to Melbourne and the Hawks on at the exact same time?
You know, the bookies have got the Hawks at $7.
I think Melbourne will win that game. And we remind you all that this game is in aid of Breast Cancer Network Australia. It's a Pink Lady game. It's not a great time slot for them. I'm not happy about it. But watch the game. Get involved
and support
in the virtual field of women.
Yes, and give money to that great cause. Look, I'm despite everything, of course, which says I should go for Melbourne, I'm sticking with my Hawks. Maybe they can pull one out of the bag.
Yeah, I'm going to tip Melbourne. And look, we will put some links in the show notes to the Breast Cancer Network of Australia. You can buy that virtual woman to stand on the field of women for that incredible fundraising event. St Kilda taking on Port Adelaide. This is the Saturday night game.
I'm going Saints.
It's a big game, isn't it? Well, no, Port Adelaide have to win it. No, Saints have been good, but no.
I think they'll be good on that ground.
So you're tipping the Saints?
I am.
Corey?
I am.
All right, I'm going to tip Port Adelaide. North Melbourne taking on Essendon after that big win on Monday night. Can North Melbourne make it two in a row?
No, they can't.
No, they can't.
Essendon.
We're a bit mean to the old North Melbourne.
Well, they had a great win, but I don't think they'll beat Essendon. I think Essendon will make the eight.
Yeah, Essendon for me as well. Collingwood, 3:20 on Sunday, taking on Carlton.
This is a tough one.
It's a really interesting game, isn't it? I'm going Collingwood, actually. I've just changed my tip as I'm writing it down.
I'll say Collingwood as well.
Collingwood for me as well. And then the Adelaide Crows at the Adelaide Oval with West Coast Eagles, both coming off a loss as well. This is on Sunday evening.
Yeah, Eagles, you let us down on the weekend, but I'm going to stick with you this weekend. I'm saying West Coast, Jane.
Oh, yeah, West Coast.
I'm going to tip the Crows.
Oh, they were shocking on Friday night.
I know, but yeah, West Coast. Mm. There you go. Thanks to everyone who have been tipping along with us. Of course, we've really enjoyed having you be part of the Don't Shoot the Messenger tipping competition. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks, Jane. Don't Shoot the Messenger.
Hello, it's Stavros from O'Brien Real Estate. Want to know what's happening in real estate? Join me on Under the Hammer. Market trends, boom suburbs, and what to do if you're buying or selling. We've got it all on Under the Hammer.
Red Energy's podcast lifestyle series. Available from wherever you get your podcasts and the SEN app.